Yes, that was Jello Biafra, his version of Love Me, I'm a Liberal by Phil Oakes, the original. He used his own words as well, but similar themes. The music today, both the first verse of both versions and the last verse, congratulations, Jeffrey Huntry, for choosing them. It's a that's a lead-in to... he's in the studio today to talk to us. Jeffrey, welcome to KBOO.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Hunt is a Renaissance man, an engineer who repairs old audio equipment, who's also a political, knows music. Jeff, we played those first verse and the last verse of both Phil Oakes' original and then Jello Biafra's version, actually from the early 1990s. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the dead Biafra and the dead Kennedys and their relation to Phil Oakes and the radical folk revival of the 60s.
Yeah, well, Jello Biafra with his band, the Dead Kennedys, were active late 70s into the 80s, but when Jello Biafra was growing up in his home, his parents were folkies and jazz listeners, and that's the music he grew up with, and that's kind of the world he set out into as a young man, and, he carried out these themes into... throughout the whole Dead Kennedys catalog, really, progressively more so over time.
And how did he encounter Phil Oakes' work?
Yeah, actually, I encountered him through that song, Love Me, I'm Liberal. A pen pal and a friend of mine at age 13, somewhere in the early 90s, sent me a cassette in the mail with Jello Biafra and Mojo Nixon's version of Love Me, I'm a Liberal. And in his letter that he wrote, he explained the song, who it came from, and... that was new to me at age 12 or 13 or something.
Uh-huh. But the music you listened to a lot was Jello Biafra. You know, I was, of course, alive back then, mm-hmm. and the punk scene always sort of irritated my ears, and I really mm-hmm. didn't... I was still living, of course, the great ballads by Bob Dylan and so many,
sure.
many others of my youth mm-hmm. in the...
And punk rock is the music that kills houseplants.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Is that the joke?
That's what I heard.
Oh, yes. Well, my houseplants didn't get a... They were, I took good care of
my
them.
My plants are thriving.
Yeah. Anyway, where were we in this interview? Yeah, Jello Biafra, though, I always dismissed him, actually. I mean, he was a really big punk star, and the Dead Kennedys. Mm-hmm. And I dismissed both of them, like the Dead Kennedys. Sort of... We're being pushed off the air in 2 minutes.
Goodness.
okay, so explain.
When the Dead Kennedys first started out, it was a reaction to the kind of fun, sort of snotty, prankstery music coming out of England in the late 70s. It was an imitation of that, so to say, sort of like a Me Too sort of statement. But I would say after like the third album, the songwriting really matured. The band matured as musicians as well, but the lyrics were just incredible. You know, they published all the albums with the lyrics in the liner notes, and uh-huh. I would sit and read them, and there were pages and pages, really.
Of sort of political discussion in some
exactly.
ways, but...
Yeah,
but,
and, yeah. and he would name-check different people, you know, like Huey Newton, Angela Davis, you know, Governor Jerry Brown was a big one. And like, who are these people, said 12-year-old me, and I went to the library, and then I read all of Abbie Hoffman's books, for example, thanks to the Dead Kennedys as well.
Yeah, very serious. His name just put me off.
Yeah,
know? And...
Yeah.
And because Biafra was a tragedy, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it was to comment on the cheapness of it all, I guess you could say.
Yeah, it was good for being a punk, but it wasn't good for really crossing over.
Yeah.
A lot to the those people who still nurtured and
yeah.
admired is even too less. There's a stronger word.
Yeah.
For what it was, but in any event.
Well, consider his contemporaries were named things like Johnny Rotten or Doug Graves or something like that.
Oh, right. Anyway, those albums, those middle albums for the Dead Kennedys, they were really terrific, I gather. And
yeah.
Maybe we should play more of them, actually, on the air. And
yeah, I'd like to do that.
And give them a revival. Anyway, we have to end this interview. Thank you very much, Jeffrey.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
We'll do more of it. I have to sign off now, and I have a minute to do it. I just want to thank everybody who was on the show. And thanks to all of you out there who support this station. If you're not now a member or want to make a nice gift, well, you'll be welcome to KABU, the KABU website. Please support our winter fundraising Kickstarter campaign. We're the breath of life in Portland media. Help us keep Portland weird. Just push the buttons on your computer, your laptop, your smartphone, or whatever else they may develop. You punch the buttons for KBOO.FM/Kickstarter, all one long sort of run-on word. Anyway, thanks for listening today, folks. Those run-on words, you want to stay away from them, actually. And that's all for the old mole. I'm signing off.